He's back with quarterback Tom Brady back on the field after a four-game suspension. The New England Patriots easily defeated the Cleveland Browns on the road yesterday, 33-13. After the game, Brady deflected most of the questions about whether the suspension motivated his performance.
I have a job to do, and there's no point in looking back at anything. You know, whether we won Super Bowls or lost championship games or, you know, last 4 weeks or... You know, none of it matters, so just go out and do the best I can do every week.
With us now from Cleveland, where the game was played, is ESPN Boston football reporter Mike Reese. Mike, good morning. Thanks for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Well, thanks for having me.
So how did Tom Brady look after a week of practice? He sure seemed, at least, via the television, that he was in sync with the rest of the offense.
Well, let's pick an adjective, Bob. Terrific, sensational, excellent, didn't miss a beat. All of those apply. He finished 28 completions in 40 attempts for 406 yards with three touchdown passes. And one thing that stood out to me was the mix between his excitement and emotion before the game when he pumped his fist coming out onto the field in a show of excitement, but also a calmness throughout the game in which he didn't let that emotion get the best of him.
There were other players, notably the tight ends, Rob Gronkowski and Martellus Bennett, who appeared to step up their play yesterday. Do you think that's at least partially because Brady is back?
It is partially because of that, Bob. And we talked a little bit about that last week, about how when Tom Brady is back, you can do so much more as an offense. I would relate it almost to like studying in a class. You know, this is your PhD when you have Tom Brady out there. When you had a rookie quarterback who had only been with the team for 6 months in Jacoby Brissett, you're more in your intro class. And so we really saw the advanced Patriots offense in this game.
On the other side of the football, the defense played pretty well.
The defense played very well, and here was what they did that was really important. Cleveland, which is not one of the better teams in the league, Bob, is very good at running the football. They have to keep it simple, and they entered as one of the league's better rushing teams. Here are the statistics that the Patriots held them to running the football. Cleveland had 22 rushes for just 27 yards, which meant they averaged 1.2 yards a carry. That was an excellent job by the Patriots defense that didn't do so good in that area the week before.
Well, the defense had it kind of easy in one way because the Browns could be an example of how important the quarterback position is. Five players for the Browns have now lined up at quarterback already this young season. Following injuries to the first and second string quarterbacks earlier in the season, rookie Cody Kessler was knocked out of yesterday's game, replaced by Charlie Whitehurst, who's really a journeyman quarterback. How big an advantage was that for the Patriots defense? Because the Browns offense looked kind of confused for part of the game.
Well, it certainly was part of the advantage, but in a credit to the Patriots defense, they actually knocked Cody Kessler out of the game with a very aggressive but within the rules tackle on a sack in the end zone that resulted in a safety that gave the team 2 points. So it's a little bit of both, where certainly that helped the Patriots defense, but you also give that unit credit for creating that situation.
All right, next week, Tom Brady plays his first home game of the season back in Foxborough as the Patriots host the Bengals. Will the Bengals be a bigger challenge?
The Bengals will be a bigger challenge, although they're coming off a very disappointing loss to the Dallas Cowboys on the road in Dallas, but it should be a great environment at that game, Bob. Coming from Cleveland and heading back to town today, I should tell you, there were so many Patriots fans at this game in Cleveland that it almost seemed like a home game for the Patriots. Imagine what it will be like back at home in Foxborough when it actually is a home game for Tom Brady's first game back at home since returning from that suspension.
Well, we'll see next weekend, and then we'll talk to you a week from today on Monday after the game. Mike Reese covers the New England Patriots for ESPN Boston and also offers analysis to WBUR. Mike Reese, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me, Bob. Have a great day.